Hello, this is Herschel. How are you doing, everyone? Blessings and greetings to the immediate world. I've been asked frequently how I made the transition into my now current mode of spiritual fulfillment, spiritual practices, and the basic story goes as follows. When I was at the University of Michigan, I was approached one day by a rabbi, a Chabad Lubavitch rabbi, Aaron Goldstein, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I believe it was around 1975, and he asked me if I was Jewish. I said I was, and he reminded me the following week was Yom Kippur, and invited me to come to the Chabad house for services. I always walked in front of Hillel, going back to my dorm in Oxford Housing, where I lived in the Russian house. And so I decided to go to Hillel for Kol Nidre, and the next morning I did indeed take the rabbi's invitation and presented myself at the Chabad house for Yom Kippur services, and I remained there the entire day. I was inspired by what I saw, and over the next couple of years, I became involved learning with the rabbi. I actually was the first resident of the Ann Arbor Chabad house in 1975, and the last 2 years of school there, 76 to 78, I took weekly classes, and at the same time, an interesting combination of university classes that provided me with new insights into the human condition. One was on the philosophy of religion, the other on the philosophy of the environment and how the environment affects the way we think, and a few other courses that prompted me to look at reality in our world from a vantage point other than I had heretofore seen. Ultimately, the combination of courses that brought the following novel ideas to me, starting with Chael Salu's work from Stanford on counterintuitive processes. The human mind can only process so much, so it's easier for a computer to take over, which indeed it's true in many ways. And a class revolving around Mumford's techniques in human development prompted me to look at our biological and social development as two different types of continuums, and how the masters of old indeed had something for us to ponder that people today perhaps don't have to the same degree. And that prompted me to think about the sages and the sages of old and how they had something, what they had to offer indeed was profound and different from what we can actually access today from people's minds. And that got me thinking about the veracity of older tomes and concepts, and especially what was embedded within the Torah, a God-given magnum opus on human development and godly intervention in our world vis-a-vis certain physical practices. Then, as part of a thesis in my coursework in psychology, I came up with a thought: how can people reach their potential based upon figures I received through research on the number of people in America at the time losing work and productivity due to depression? And at that time, it came out that it cost the American GNP about $40 billion a year, which is quite significant in the mid-70s. And so I began investigating what can a person do to reach his or her potential. Being in Ann Arbor, I talked to many people who went through the Gurdjieff groups that were there, people who were into TM, the various ashrams, folks had gone through Eslon and Est, and Scientology, the Hare Krishnas, and by compiling a overall composite picture, it came to me that there is a certain spiritual impetus that I correlated with my own interest at the time in Jewish spirituality and invigorating my soul. And it dawned on me that indeed one's potential is a function of spiritual practice and awareness. And that became the basis for my thesis. And when I came out with my thesis, my professor said, you should get a grant from NIMH, the National Institute of Mental Health, for this project. I pursued it with a friend who had a PhD in social psych. It took a couple years to really get grant money, I found out. So I ended up pursuing my career at that point in the food industry, which was my passion at the time. And that continued for a few years. However, I want to emphasize, my start was a struggle. It took me a while to jumpstart the connection between my conscious awareness of self and my spiritual intuitive awareness of self. And when the two came together, the lights went on. And I'll explain what that illuminated in our next talk. Have a great day.